Books on Tape presents The Great Psychedelic Armadillo Picnic, A Walk in Austin, by Kinky Friedman, read by Stephen Hoy. Introduction. Time, they say, changes the river. Time changes the city, too. Over the years, many people have helped Austin to shine in the spotlight, bask in the limelight, and skinny dip in the moonlight. There's Mirabeau B. Lamar, Sam Houston, and Stephen F. Austin. There's J. Frank Dobie, John Henry Falk, and Doug Somm. There's Liz Carpenter, Molly Ivins, and Ann Richards. There's George W., Lance Armstrong, and Barbara Jordan. Then there's the next governor of the state, yours truly, Kinky Friedman. If I'm elected the first Jewish governor of Texas, I'll reduce the speed limits to 54.95. Austin is a city nurtured by generations of musicians, politicians, and beauticians. With her countless clubs, bars, and dance halls, Austin is a whore with a heart of gold, flaunting her gaudy neon necklace in the Texas night. In Austin, they say when you die, you go to Willie Nelson's house. I can't swear this is true, but I do know if you come here, you'll find that the music is great, the beer is cold, and the natives are friendly. If you're lucky enough to hang around for a while, you'll discover for yourself that the spirit of Austin is a puff of Willie, a riff of Stevie Ray, and a little piece of Janis's heart. The Bare Naked Essentials. Like most other busy cities these days, Austin is not very effectively traversed by foot. Indeed, if you're crazy enough to try, you might very well find yourself getting T-boned by a shuttle bus. There are places you can walk, jog, loiter, or hop around angrily in a circle, and we will get to these momentarily. But you must